The history behind our national anthem is amazing in many ways. Now, one would imagine that something so important would have been authored by a poet or a songwriter of great renown. As schoolchildren, we learned that the Star-Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key. We were not told that it was scribbled on the back of an envelope. On September 13, 1814, British warships were anchored off the coast of Maryland, preparing to bombard Fort McHenry. Now, the British were holding a friend of Francis Scott Key as a hostage, and it was during a brief truce that the young Baltimore lawyer was allowed to board the ship to negotiate his friend's release. And the British agreed, but they required the two Americans stay on the ship that night because the British did not want their plan to attack the fort revealed. Throughout the night of September 12th and 13th, the warships relentlessly cannonaded Fort McHenry. There was little hope that the fortress could survive the bombardment, but only dawn's early light would tell. To everyone's amazement, although much of the fort was destroyed, the American flag was still flying. It was then that Francis Scott Key penned his immortal words, which were put ironically to the tune of an English pub song. Although the song was used by the United States Army and Navy for decades, the Star-Spangled Banner was not officially recognized as our national anthem until 1931. Too often, we have taken this great country and our freedoms for granted. Many have given their lives to preserve our way of life. Of the 56 brave men who signed our Declaration of Independence in 1776, 9 died in the Revolutionary War that followed. Many of the 56 patriots who pledged their lives in honor for this country lost all they owned and died in bankruptcy and poverty. At this time, when our great nation is again being put to the test, we need to sing our anthem loudly and proudly. We must remember that as long as this world shall last, there will be wrongs. If no one objects and no one rebels, those wrongs would last forever. Simply put, evil prevails when good people do nothing. We cannot and will not allow that to happen.